Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. ArmorAll, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
I want to, I've been waiting actually to hear from our next guest. I talked to him 2 years ago. And it was a very moving conversation. He actually sent me an email first, and then we talked and talked on the air. And it has to do with Cindy's Law, what's being termed Cindy's Law in the province of Ontario. And it has to do with Cindy Devine, who was a friend of Tony Bendel's. And Tony, thanks for coming back on. And I admire you for having made the decision to make a difference and actually being actually doing that in the memory of your friend Cindy. Thanks for being who you are.
Well, thanks, Roy, for having me. It is a pleasure and an absolute honor to once again be on your show and have a chance to talk with you.
Yeah, remind our listeners, please, how this began, why you're doing what you're doing.
Well, October 2nd of 2020, Cindy Devine, 35 years old, was on her way to work in London. And she left St. Thomas on her way to London around 5:30 p.m., was hit head-on by a drunk driver. The car went down into the ditch, and a lot of people stopped at the scene, and they tried to get her out. Cindy survived the crash, was talking to everybody, but she was pinned in the car. They couldn't get her out. They worked frantically trying to, and the car caught fire. And, you know, without getting too graphic, everybody watched and heard what happened after that moment.
That is such a traumatic thing to hear, let alone, you know, see it. And that for Cindy to lose her life in such a manner is such an absolute, so horrific. But you decided to do something about this. And you took a step which just makes such sense. It's so logical. Share that with us, please.
So what I thought about after was, how could I do something to honor her? And I just didn't really know what at the time I could do. You know, it's kind of the old saying, Roy, you know, I'm only just one person. What can I do?
Yeah.
And I, you know, none of this would have happened if it wasn't for the friends in the media. They are the mainstay of how this really got going across the province and the country and also worldwide, because I've had lots of messages everywhere else. So what we did is came up with this program called Extinguishers for Cindy. So to date, Roy, we've raised now approximately $45,000 in donations from private civilians to corporate, things like that. Nonprofit organizations in different areas donated to us. We've held four live draws on Facebook with the St. Thomas Fire Department, and we've handed out now over 1,000 fire extinguishers to people.
So the fundamentals of Cindy's Law would be that there's a fire extinguisher in each vehicle on our roads.
Correct. So that's where the Cindy's Law part comes now. And the fantastic news that I wanted to share with you was this past Thursday, we were invited to attend Queen's Park in Toronto as London Elgin Middlesex MPP Rob Flack gave a member's statement. And this was the first reading, basically, of our program in Queen's Park to the House.
That is fantastic news. So, assuming that this is it, so he introduced it as private members' legislation. Is that correct?
No. See, now this is the one thing I did want to clear up, because it started in the media as coming out as a private member's bill, and this is not what we're doing. What we're trying to do right now, he did it as a member's statement. Mm-hmm. So this is just where it's introduced into the House and talks about us and the campaign and what we've done. Mm-hmm. What we're doing now is, I've already talked to the Minister of Transportation, Honorable Caroline Mulroney. She's the minister. And explain to them about Cindy's Law, the campaign, having fire extinguishers in all vehicles, not just commercial and not, you know, just your boat and all that stuff. The lady I talked to came back and said, listen, I'll go talk to the minister. I will call you back in a couple of days, which he did. Said the minister absolutely loved the program. Said, listen, if we can be, Ontario could be the leader of the country and make our roads that much safer, then we would love to do this. But unfortunately, at the time, COVID hit, and then the elections came up, and that terrified me, because I, you know, if the PCs didn't get reelected, I've lost everything and have to start all over again when it came to the government part of it. So the private members bill, we were told, if we could directly go through the governing party and through the minister's office, it would be a lot faster to do it than trying to go through a private member's bill.
Okay.
And this is what we're trying to do.
All right. So would it then become law in Ontario that every vehicle would have to have an extinguisher?
Correct. Now, how they would go about doing it, I don't know yet. Like, that's all the stuff that we would detail it.
I understand.
My main goal is, if I could say by 2024, all the new cars that are manufactured by the automakers would have the extinguishers already installed.
Yeah.
And then as time goes on, there's just more and more of them out there.
Tony, it's a brilliant idea. And it's one that, boy, I wish it had been around 2 years ago for Cindy and others who have perished in vehicle fires. They're simple to install. They're easy to carry. And if you ever saw a fire of a vehicle, you wouldn't feel helpless trying to reach for water or God knows what else you might be able to try to throw on the fire to put it out. You have an extinguisher, you have at least a chance of making a huge difference in saving somebody's life. I think it's fantastic what you've done. You've raised $45,000 in during a time of COVID, Tony, when people were withdrawn, pulling back. You raised $45,000 and you've given out 1,000 extinguishers. I think it's fantastic what you're doing.
Well, we couldn't have done it with all of the help. The other area, it's spreading to other communities now. The town of St. Mary's has taken it aboard. They've done their own draws.
Great.
You know, it's amazing. And we have training videos on the Extinguishers for Cindy page on Facebook that show about fire extinguishers, how to use them, and how to approach a vehicle fire. Because, you know, they're very toxic. And you want to make sure that you're not a casualty, too, if you're running down there to a vehicle fire.
For sure. So tell us what the Facebook page is again.
So it's called Extinguishers for Cindy.
Okay, and that's on Facebook.
Correct.
And Extinguishers for Cindy. And you had Cindy's husband was with you at Queen's Park as well at the Ontario Legislature.
Yeah, it was emotional for him. He shed some, well, we all kind of shed some tears when this was read in the legislation.
Sure.
But, Richard Devine was with me, and the fellow that was with Cindy, tried to get her out of the car, was holding her when the fire happened. Mr. Bob Reed, Bob was there, and, Bob's, friend, Brad Gibb, was there with us. So there was
Brad is the program director of Rock FM 96, which is our chorus station in London.
That is correct. Yes, he is.
Yeah. Good for you that good for all of us that you're doing what you're doing. Bob, I can just speak from a little personal experience. Very first car I ever had was a junker. Cost me $175. But it moved some of the time. And it was a late summer night, and I was at an intersection in Montreal, and some guy yelled at me from across the street, "Hey, buddy, your car's on fire." And I, you know, they did the smell test, and I could smell. And so I jumped out of the car, and by that time, the bottom of the engine was already on fire. And it just spread. Somebody called the fire department, and by the time they got there, They just squirted, whatever they squirted on it, because it was a lost cause, and they just took it away in a tow truck. But if I'd stayed in that car another, 30 seconds, who knows?
Well, Roy, the fire department here said, the chief fire prevention officer, this happens way more often than we even realize.
Yeah.
It is a pretty common event to have a vehicle fire and people perish in them.
Yes, sir. Extinguishers for Cindy on Facebook. And let's make this a national effort, because lives will be saved, and it'll be in Cindy's name, and you will have been the driver of it, Bob. So thank you for what you're doing, and you stay well, sir.
That's okay, Roy. No problem at all. I mean, Canada is, we got to get Canada up to par. There's other countries in the world now that this is already implemented and has been for many, many years. I just don't know why all our vehicles on the roads carry fire extinguishers.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three makes a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.